It's such a great pleasure to be able to speak today on this very special day in the Christian year, first Sunday of Advent, when we start preparing for the arrival of Jesus and can formally start using the Christmas word. Although I remember when my children were small, that C word would begin many, many weeks before now, quite often soon after Easter, I think. The words from our gospel reading are going to be read by Sarah. I was told it was Sarah. Sophie, you have to come forward and read. Thank you.
Luke chapter 21, verse 5 to 9, 25 to 31. Soon of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you're not deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and this time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen fast, but the end will not come right away. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming from on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At the time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." He told them this parable: "Look at the fig tree and all the leaves. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near."
Thank you, Sophie, that was great. Those words from our gospel reading today speak of a shaky future, but a future with much hope. It alerts us to be prepared and to remember that green shoots do grow, even in the most hostile of environments. And what more hostile environment could there possibly be to be born in an outbuilding in the middle of winter? A young first-time mum, forced to travel a very long way at the behest of the Roman Empire, away from her family and friends, frightened of the future of her unborn child. Some of us here might remember a British sitcom called The Royal Family, Royal with an E. It ran for 12 years and it ended in 2012, although there was a few Christmas specials thrown in. It was set in a TV-fixated Manchester family's room, and it was a stereotypical presentation of a working-class family home at the turn of the century. It was a work of quiet genius. I loved it, and this clip that you're going to see is from one of those. "I don't even think I want the baby anymore," says Denise. "I don't think Dave wants it either. He didn't even want to feel it kicking before, and I bet you he'll leave it all to me. And I don't even know anything about babies." "You'll be all right. There's nothing to it," her father replies soothingly, cradling his daughter in his arms. They sit together on the bathroom floor, waiting for a taxi to hospital. It's Christmas Day, just after lunch. Dad's still wearing his paper hat. A moment ago, the family were sitting on the sofa, drinking snowballs, eating Quality Street, watching the telly. Suddenly, the extraordinary has blown apart the ordinary. Denise has just gone into labour 3 weeks early. What if the baby doesn't like me? What if I don't like the baby? She sobs in panic between contractions. Of course you'll like it. You'll love it. I remember the first time your mum put you in my arms. Oh God, you were beautiful. I knew then I'd do anything for you. Anything for you. And our Anthony. His father encourages his child to trust in her own ability to love by reminding her of how greatly loved she is. And these are our father's words for us too. If you've ever known reassurance like that, be glad. Some of us are lucky enough to receive as close to unconditional love as mere humans can muster. The parent who looks at us, loves us, and from that moment on will do anything in their power for us. The partner who stands by us no matter what. That friend who is always willing to listen. Today I'm here to bear witness to the healing power of love. You may never have received such unconditional love from another human being, but you receive it now and always from God. This holy time of Advent, you are offered love without limit or condition from a Saviour who descended to earth, a Saviour who became a fragile, fully dependent, tiny baby, a baby born on the first century equivalent of a working class bathroom floor. The creator of all that we can see and touch and know put himself into the arms of a young, frightened, unmarried girl and her confused refugee partner and into each one of us. Will you look after me? Will you love me? God made himself human to win our hearts, but love is a two-way thing. Jesus shows us his outrageous extravagance of his love, not just by loving us, but by calling us to love him in his most vulnerable form. Jesus is what perfect, unconditional love looks like. Christ is the personification of laying it all on the line, being willing to give it all, risking everything, knowing the love that he gives us can never be fully returned. The only one who could do that is God. Humans will always hold something back, even if we think we don't. Our purest love will always have some limit, lack, or condition made upon it. There is no such limit with God. And this limitless love is offered for you, for me, and for all who will receive it. It makes no difference who you are, what you have done, or what has been done to you. You are embraced and loved completely by God. The only one who can express love perfectly is perfect love himself, the creator of all, the divine source of perfect love. The season of Advent is all about being alert and preparing for this perfect love. God in man made clear to us all. That tiny, vulnerable baby in Bethlehem, born a refugee, a small boy discussing scripture with his elders in the temple, the carpenter from Nazareth, the friend of prostitutes, tax collectors, adulterers, and the mentally ill, the hunted, hated man put to death on the cross, the suffering, troublemaking, saving, resurrected, and gracious Lord. We were born out of such perfect love, and we are asked by him to develop and deliver an ever-deepening expression of love for others. Not just conditional love, if it's convenient, or if it's to those we know will love us in return, but to strive to love all of creation without limit. To love others just as we are loved by God. The Father reminds us how greatly we are loved in order that we might love others in the same way. But oh my goodness, aren't we slow learners? We're slow to listen, and sometimes it's really hard to remember things we've been told. Sometimes we break things. And it isn't until that thing is broken that we realise our need for wholeness, that we are better together, and that he is one of us. For much of this horrible nearly 2 years, we weren't able to join together in receiving the body of Christ in communion. Personally, I hated losing that little bit of ceremony, but it did teach me something new. Yes, Christ died for me, and that his love for me is irrespective of any social distance, and in receiving that love, I am made whole. Broken bread, wine outpoured, broken to show us that we are made whole in that one body, one spirit, one God. Coronavirus distanced us, masked us, separated us, several times already. Yet I have never witnessed such spiritual growth amongst us like I have seen this year. Such courage in the face of adversity, such strength in suffering, hope triumphing, love winning. Christ is the truest antivirus that we have, the one who can never be distanced, silenced, masked, or separated from us. This holy season of Advent, Jesus reminds us that he is with us now and always will be, even until the end of time. We may still be physically separated from our loved ones even now, but believe and know that nothing can ever separate you from the love of God. No virus, no circumstances, no physical separation or segregation, and can ever sever the oneness that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Remember this, you are loved beyond limit, beyond conditions, here, now, always. Amen.
We're going to respond to what we've heard this morning as we remain seated as we sing together, hearing about God's unconditional love for us. And I wonder if any of us here today, like Denise in the video, are scared for what the future holds, or maybe just scared for what this Christmas holds. Maybe we're in a new situation, maybe a new job, and we're not sure if we can do it. Or maybe there's just something in our life that we need those words of God to say, you've got this. We can do this together. I am here in your midst. Look to me for all that you need.